Good morning, everyone. If we could get everybody to take their seats. While you're doing that, I'm going to do what Rick Knapper does a number of times, is I am going to vary from our agenda. I didn't realize this individual was going to be here this morning, but I thought what an appropriate time to be able to spontaneously recognize somebody. And if I could get Nurse Bain to come up to the podium with me. Is she out there somewhere? Melissa's probably about to have a coronary right now because I'm varying from the... Can you get the nurse with the last name of Bain, B-A-I-N? She's out there somewhere. I just talked to her. Well, I will tell you, she's actually helping with the tour, but the reason I want to recognize this young lady this morning is that she was out leaving from work, I think, or something related to that. Drove into a pharmacy parking lot, saw a huge crowd with cars parked all over the place, and it appeared to be in a panic situation. And at that, here she comes. Come on up here. She has no idea this is happening, by the way. And to her surprise, there was an infant without a heartbeat and without, was not breathing. And this young lady interceded, and today that child is alive and well. And I just wanted to recognize her. And I'm trying to make her feel guilty because she's moving to Houston. So we are so sad that we're going to be losing her. But that is just, she is one person that represents who the people here at St. Joseph really are. And that's that when we are needed, we are here for you. And we are very proud of her. And I think that family, if they could be here, would thank you, you know, just as I have. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate what you do. So, okay, Lisa, I'm going to get back to the regular agenda now. So, well, welcome and thank everyone for coming today. I want to take this opportunity to recognize the dignitaries that we have in the audience. We have Senator Schwertner with us today. And I want to thank him for joining us today. And we have the mayor of Bryan College Station, Mr. Bayinski, mayor. We have with us Michael Covert, the CEO of St. Luke's Health System, and he has joined us this morning. We have Mr. Jeb Blair, the chairman of our board of directors, that is here this morning. And are there other officials that I have missed that are here with us today?
Sheriff Kirk.
We have the chief of our fire department here with us. And there's two very special groups to me. Our board of directors, if you would please stand and be recognized. These gentlemen and ladies serve this community in a way that most of us never know. And then 80 years ago, there was a very special group that came to this community, and I want to recognize at this time the sisters that represent the sisters that formed this facility 80 years ago. So Sister Penny, if you and the other sisters would stand, please, and we'd like to recognize you. And then later we'll be recognizing Father John, and I will ask him to recognize the fathers that have decided to join us today. So I spoke of the legacy of 80 years ago and a venture that started in Sylvania, Ohio. And they decided to come to a town called Bryan. And since that time, this region has grown in a number of ways. We have built trauma, cardiac care, advanced stroke and chest pain treatment, and we've ventured into the first orthopedic joint replacement program in this area. That legacy is carried forward today through a facility that we are here to celebrate as part of that legacy. This facility will double the ability for us to take care of the patients in our community. It will take a level two trauma system that already has the skill and talent to perform care for those patients that need us in their most urgent times, and it will add to that and layer on that a facility that allows to support that. But I would be remiss if I didn't recognize the board members, the physicians, the staff at St. Joseph, the community members who contributed to make this facility possible. This facility, we can say very proudly, is truly one that is a part of our community. It is a community emergency trauma center. We also had another great partner in this. The CHI leadership, upon building the relationship with St. Joseph's, felt that this project was important enough to include it in the transition to the Texas Division. The Texas Division felt that it was important enough that they have continued to support that since we have become part of the CHI Texas Division. They understand the need to support the 9-county region that is involved in the Brazos Valley. This support from CHI St. Luke's Texas Division is very visible, and you will see it throughout the facility today. But I also would like to recognize at this time the physicians that you will hear from today, as well as the community leaders such as Senator Charles Schwertner. And as I was very proud to hear as I arrived here, that it is actually Dr. Schwertner, and that is encouraging for us as a healthcare system to know that we have somebody legislatively looking out for the healthcare needs of our community. It is my pleasure at this time to introduce Senator Dr. Charles Schwertner, and it's my honor and privilege to introduce him, our 5th District State Senator. Before I do that, I want to say that we are delighted that his wife, I think Belinda, is with you.
She's not.
And she is also a physician, so we are well represented at the legislature. Dr. Schwertner is a respected leader in the Texas Senate, particularly in the healthcare issues. He serves as the chair of the Senate Committee on Health and Human Services. He also serves on the Senate Committees on Finance, Administration, and Business and Commerce, and the Senate State Affairs. As an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Schwertner certainly understands the importance of comprehensive emergency center and trauma care. His Texas roots go back 6 generations, and he is a conservative champion for our district and for Texas. Please help me welcome Senator Schwertner.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Hiya. Howdy. Well, I was looking at just the front row being empty and the floral arrangement right in the front here, and I was wondering if I was at church or at the dedication for an ER. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that introduction. And Mayor, thank you again for your leadership of the people of Bryan, Texas, and for the community. This is a great step forward for Bryan College Station and the entire Brazos Valley. Sheriff Kirk, thank you also for your leadership in Brazos County and for your legislative leadership. I see Sheriff Kirk all the time down in the Capitol, and I can tell you he's very active on policies that affect law enforcement in the state of Texas. So thank you, Sheriff, for your attendance here and for your leadership over the years. I'd like to thank the entire St. Joseph's community for inviting me here today and take this opportunity to continue to acknowledge some of the people who made today's announcement possible. I think we'll be hearing from Dr. Lewis, the Emergency Department Medical Director, and Dr. White, the Chief of Staff. Jeb Blair was mentioned already, the Chairman of the Board for St. Joseph's. Thank you, sir. And for all the board members, thank you for your attendance and for your leadership and for your highly paid position being on the Board of Directors of St. Joseph's. And, of course, I work with Tim Ottinger, your government relations individual. I was calling him last night just to get the final details, so thank you for picking up the phone at 9 o'clock last night. Appreciate that. And then I also like to recognize Royce Hickman, He has been a strong leader in the community. There's so many businesses that are medically related. I don't know how many of the, I think 1,500 you said, businesses have direct dealings with St. Joseph, but I'm sure it is a large number. As was said, my name is Dr. Charles Schwartner, and I'm honored to serve as your state senator in the Texas legislature. As part of that job, I also have the privilege of serving as chairman of the Senate Committee on Health and Human Services, the committee responsible for setting the health care policies of the state of Texas. In that capacity, I can tell you that increasing the critical health care infrastructure of our state and improving access to treatment is a challenge by communities, big and small, all over this state. That's why it would be difficult for me to overstate what today's dedication of the new Level 2 Trauma Center means for the health and safety of those living in the Brazos Valley. As a practicing orthopedic surgeon, I've had the opportunity to work in a number of hospitals across Texas. Over the course of my career, I've operated on thousands of individuals, a good portion of which were trauma victims. Many times, I've faced anxious loved ones in the hospital emergency room to talk them through a forthcoming surgery. Husbands concerned about their wives, mothers concerned about their injured children, sons and daughters concerned for their parents. There's often a pained look in their eyes that you never fully get used to, but you do your best to look right back and confidently assure them that their loved one is under the care of professionals, committed to doing everything in their power to make them well again. You want to promise them that everything will be all right. The simple fact is that in any traumatic medical condition, mere minutes can mean the difference between life and death. For many in the Brazos Valley, the difference between treatment locally or a transfer to Houston can mean the difference between keeping that promise and breaking it. As the Brazos Valley community continues to grow, the need for that kind of high-quality emergency medical care is sure to grow along with it. The people of our community can rest assured that the tremendous professionals working at St. Joseph's, the doctors, the nurses, the administrative support staff, are some of the finest in the entire state. Y'all should be proud today. And these individuals are committed, as ever, to meeting the healthcare challenges of tomorrow. Thank you all for allowing me to be here. God bless you, and may God continue to bless this great state of Texas.
It's now my pleasure to introduce to you Dr. Schwartner, thank you, Mayor Bayinski, and it is my pleasure to have him join us today. The mayor is a fourth generation lifelong resident of Brazos County. He graduated from Bryan High School and Texas A&M and the Economic Development Institute from the University of Oklahoma. And I'm sure that the Oklahoma-Texas rivalry sometimes challenges you, but I know your heart's here in Bryan. So, first elected to Bryan City Council in May of 2005, he was elected mayor in 2010 and is serving his second term. A tireless champion of our community, Mayor Bayinski has served on dozens of community organizations and boards, including the St. Joseph Foundation. Please welcome Mayor Bayinski.
Thank you, Rick. Howdy.
Howdy.
It was my pleasure to serve with many of you here today that are still on the board, on the St. Joseph Foundation board for about a dozen years or so, doing a lot of good for our community here. It is a beautiful day in Bryan today, and it is my pleasure to be with you here this morning. There's no healthcare organization that has a richer history with this community than CHI St. Joseph. From the time the Sisters reopened the downtown Bryan Hospital and renamed it St. Joseph in 1936 until today, There hasn't been many other organizations as steadfast, reliable, and service-oriented as St. Joseph's. Times have changed, though. Back in those days, there wasn't much of an ambulance system. You got to the hospital the best and quickest way possible. The emergency room was literally one room that was equipped with some medications and supplies. But it was certainly not high-tech compared to the incredible facility that we were about to dedicate. The common thread was the dedicated healthcare professionals who acted quickly to save lives and provide comfort for the sick and injured. Today, the team is larger and life-saving care starts the moment a first responder arrives on the scene. Chief, thank you for being here today. Carrying all the way through transport and treatment, where a host of medical specialists are ready to care for victims of a heart attack, a stroke, or trauma injury. We are proud that CHI, St. Joseph Healthcare Ministry, that began in Bryan, now reaches across the Brazos Valley to serve more than 300,000 residents who live and travel through our community. So on behalf of the City of Bryan, I congratulate and commend the physicians, the staff here today, the board, the leaders of CHI St. Joseph for their vision to create this new emergency and trauma center that will serve our growing community for generations to come. Sister Gretchen used to say, there's no end to getting better. And I know she would be very happy and proud of this dedication today. Thank you all for your continued support of CHI St. Joseph Healthcare Ministry. God bless you all.
Thank you, Mayor Bianski. It's my pleasure now. I would like to introduce Jeb Blair, the chairman of the board of directors of CHI St. Joseph Health. He is a graduate of Texas A&M. Jeb is vice president of J&B Propane. Jeb has served as a member of the governance role with our health system for over 20 years. His commitment to St. Joseph and our mission runs deep. By way of his leadership, our entire board of directors has been instrumental in moving this organization forward in preparation for the new era of healthcare. Their vision and passion around our purpose runs throughout the entire health system. Please join me in welcoming Jeb Blair.
Good morning. On behalf of the board of directors, I want to express what a monumental day this is. Not just for this organization, but for our whole community. These gathered here today, you're a testament to that. I mean, this is a wonderful day. We're so excited. Many of us on the board are just like me, long-standing advocates for CHI. But we also live here. We're area residents. And we want nothing but the best for our Brazos Valley. As a board, our vision has always been for CHI St. Joseph to continue advancing, improving, and bettering the services that we can offer to those where we live and where we serve. As our community continues to grow, continues to expand, and we want to see St. Joseph continue to set the standard of care for this area. I remember, as Rick said, a lot of us on the board have done this for a long time, and I remember when the team decided to pursue level 2 trauma. I'll be honest with you, at first I didn't even know what that meant, but you learn quickly and you realize that that dream is almost, at first it seemed unobtainable. But yet here we stand today. Last year, almost 55,000 people used our emergency and trauma services. They came from across the whole Brazos Valley. And that just speaks to what a need this facility is for our community, for this area. Now, we stand here today celebrating this physical building. And that brings us to, not only do we have, we're thankful for this building, we're thankful to our team, to the employees, to the group of people who really, they make it happen. They make it work. We owe them, as citizens of this community, a great deal of gratitude. As a board, we stand committed to providing our community with a peace of mind and knowing they will be taken care of in times of emergency. People's lives, Dr. Fortner was talking about it, they change in a blink of an eye. Something happens on the road, something happens at home. We have to be prepared. And today, I want to extend my congratulations not only to the team of physicians, clinicians, staff, and the community members who've worked hard. They played a vital role in designing and building this facility. I encourage you to seek out some staff. It's amazing how they plan this facility. Hands-on. It's amazing. But as a community, we stand together proud of what we have and our premier health system for this area. I thank you today for your attendance and for showing a sign of support. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeb. And I know we truly have an outstanding board here. It has been evident since my arrival here, and continue to look forward to working with them. I would now like to welcome Michael Covert, the Chief Executive Officer of the CHI Texas Division. Includes 17 hospitals throughout Texas. He also serves as the Senior Vice President for Catholic Health Initiatives. As a veteran healthcare executive, Michael has overseen health systems throughout the country, including Palomar Health, part of the Mayo Clinic Network in San Diego, the Washington Hospital Center in Washington, D.C., and Sarasota Memorial Health System in Sarasota, Florida, just to name a few. Michael has a Bachelor's of Administration or Business Administration and a Master's in Health Administration from Washington University School of Business in St. Louis. He serves on the Board of Directors of the Texas Hospital Association, the Greater Houston Partnership, and the Catholic Charities in Houston. Please welcome Mr. Michael Covert.
So Melissa knows that I don't ever follow the script, and so does our board, right? So let me start. For those of you that are not aware of CHI, we're not Chai Tea, we're not Tai Chi, all right? It's Catholic Health Initiatives. And if you've noticed, there is nothing that says about hospitals in there. Though we cover a number of different states, 17, 18 states, what I would take you back to is the healing ministry, and that the Sisters of Sylvania joined 12 other groups of sisters to create this ministry. And so what we are about is extending ourselves out, and we came to Texas in particular to extend out the ministry. Now, who would think that we are now 17 hospitals? And last night I was with the Cardinal, so docs that are here. That's why I couldn't be here with you last night to tour the place and celebrate this place. But he has a tendency to remind me that whenever we're together, which is about every 6 weeks, that we are BFFs, you know, best friends forever, because other than the Catholic Church itself, what has become the largest Catholic entity, if I could say it that way, in Texas is CHI, and Texas here, and it continues to grow. So we have the privilege of having organizations to work with like Baylor and Texas A&M, the Texas Heart Institute, the Baylor St. Luke's True Quaternary Center, and then major centers like this. Now, why do I even bother to bring that up is because the way that I saw the Brazos Valley was such that in coming to Texas and as we continue to grow, the Brazos Valley represents a front door for the larger East Texas, and I could even say Central Texas, growth when it comes to providing health care. So, doctor, I get it now, and having been here, but having grown up in other places like Oklahoma, you know, I spent a lot of time in Tulsa and in Wichita, you know, if you were out in communities, what were they known for? What made a community special were three things. One, they had a library, so it talked about issues of culture. They had a high school, right, you can see in the distance, and or a college. In this case, we're a little bit more than a college here at Texas A&M, and I understand that I'm in Bryan College Station, which is different than deep East Texas when I'm in Lufkin. When you've been to one community, I've been to one community here in Texas, as I've learned, because I am learning, doctor, that I do live, and mayor, in the Republic of Texas, right? And having come, as the board members know, having come most recently from California, dudes, all right? This is a different, this is the real world. So it is actually good to be here versus there. Now, having said that, the other piece of what they're known for is they all had a hospital. They all had health care that made them unique. So I made a commitment when I came here, as Sister Penny knows, to the Sisters of Sylvania, that I would do the right thing to take care of this place for them. Very emotional time and a commitment that I have personally made to this organization, to the Sisters here. We are a front door. It is significant. Now, what makes this special is Brazos Valley is going to continue to grow. At least that's the way I see it. And when I start to see all of the Texas A&Mers that are alumni that are coming back here to live, I'm saying, what's all that about? All right? And then it's explained to me what it's all about here. So that means we're going to be taking care of an awful lot of people here organizationally that we may not have thought about in the past. So what does that mean in terms of then the kind of facilities and people who are here? Because I could talk about it all day. Wonderful people that make the place. But the day that you open up this place now, this second place, there is no going back. And what I mean by that is in terms of the level of expectations that this community will have of specialty capability in caring for other people. The idea behind this is not so that people have to come to Houston. The idea here is for us to grow ourselves here. Now, I'm sure on occasion the people from Baylor may not want me to say that, but, you know, and the people on Fannin Street. But it's really how I feel about it here. As we look, then, at this facility, which is really, it's science, it's technology coming together, as Rick shared with you, I've had the privilege of running the Washington Hospital Center in D.C. That won't mean anything to you unless I say to you, that's where they took everybody, and I was there on 9/11. It's where we took all of the anthrax patients that were there. Coming from Palomar, if you Google it, it was recognized as the most outstanding new hospital in the United States by the American Institute of Architects and other hospital groups 2 years ago. Now, why do I bother to bring it up? It's not because I want to talk about them. But when you tour this place here, as Bev shared with me, Sheriff, Chief, you got nothing when you think about D.C. and all of what they created there in these places. You have truly the most, Vincent, I said it to him, but I really mean it, one of the most outstanding facilities now in this country. You've thought a lot about what we were only thinking about in the past. This is true cutting-edge stuff here in terms of the facility. It will attract strong physicians. It will attract strong nurses and people to practice here. Not like in the little place across the way. And all of you EMS folks, I'm glad you got the new place to be, because we're going to be able to serve people in a different way. So this, for me, is all about our healing ministry, what we are about. And the facility is an example of how we try to express ourselves with CHI. And I'm hoping that that's really what the people who work here will do when they're taking care of the citizens here. Because we obviously have a great need in this community, and I want you staff here, I am counting on you, and I mean literally counting on you, to take us to a different level of performance so people do not have to come to Houston. Okay? So, thank you for the opportunity to be here with all of you, and I look forward to visiting and working with you all more. It's a privilege to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before I introduce Dr. White, I would like to recognize Representative Bill Flores has joined us, and he's over here to my right and your left, and we would like to welcome him. And so now we get an opportunity to hear from some of our physicians, and I think that you will hear the heart and soul of what this is about. I would like to welcome at this time Dr. Brad White. He is the Chief of Staff for CHI St. Joseph Health, and he's been in that position since 2014. Dr. White is the Director of Neuroendovascular Therapy for CHI St. Joseph Health. He is also an Assistant Professor with the Texas A&M Health Science Center for the Department of Neuroscience and Experimental Therapeutics Department of Surgery. After earning his Doctorate of Medicine at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, Dr. White completed his internship, residency, and fellowship at the Mayo Graduate School of Medicine in Rochester, Minnesota. Dr. White is a practicing physician with the Texas Brain and Spine Institute. Please join me in welcoming Dr. White.
Thank you, Rick. I just want to, on behalf of the medical staff today, again, congratulate everyone on a fantastic job in creating this facility. Of course, it's the culmination of many years of planning and organization. And what may be obvious is that this is a trauma center and an emergency department, but it goes beyond that. It treats a higher acuity level of patient than any other center in this region. We're, of course, a level 2 trauma center that has been as designated by the American College of Surgeons. It's also the gateway for our certified chest pain center. It's also the entry point for our primary stroke center, as certified by the Joint Commission. And so that serves as a tremendous source of institutional pride. It's a tremendous source of pride amongst the medical staff. And of course, what that underscores is the great degree of commitment that exists here at this institution, not only amongst the administration, but the medical staff. And of course, that's a team of players. Consists of your general surgeons, your orthopedic surgeons, your neurosurgeons, your anesthesiologists, your radiologists. These are individuals that are committed to being here at any time of day and any time of night. And of course, you can't have a great team without good leadership. On the trauma side, we have Dr. Vincent Ohaju, who's our medical director in the trauma services. On the ER side, we have Drs. Brandon Lewis, Dr. Paul Goen. Of course, we couldn't treat any of these patients if they couldn't get here. We have a very strong relationship with EMS, and they fall under the leadership of Dr. Aaron Buzzard. So today, we can cross off our list a large infrastructural need, but it doesn't mean that we're not going to keep thinking big. The medical staff here will keep serving this community. We'll keep an eye on growing our market and growing the scope of our services, and perhaps most importantly, we're never going to take our eye off of excellence, because that's what the people of this community desire. And that's what they deserve. So again, on behalf of the medical staff, I want to thank you for being here. I want to congratulate everyone on the development of this project, and I look forward to many more years of service. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. White. Next, we would like to welcome Dr. Vincent Ohaju, our medical director of trauma services. Dr. Ohaju came to us from St. Mary's Medical Center in Duluth, Minnesota, where he was the Associate Chief of the Division of Surgery and Section Chair for the Trauma and Surgical Critical Care. After earning his medical degree from the University of North Texas Health Science in Fort Worth, Texas, Dr. Ohaju completed his internship, residency, and fellowship at the University of Texas Health Science Center. Please welcome Dr. Ohaju.
Good morning. You've heard it said that the Brazos community is rapidly growing in population, so I am not going to try to rehash that, all right? So let me just give you a little window into what it means to come to a level 2 trauma center. So some people are probably wondering, I've heard level 2, what exactly does that mean? Imagine that you were involved in a high-speed motor vehicle crash. Imagine that it wasn't just one person. Imagine that you're probably far away from a hospital and time becomes of essence. And you wonder, where are they going to have to take me? But it happens around here. it isn't just an imagination, because everybody that drives around town here understands 75 miles an hour going every which way. So when vehicles that are traveling faster and faster and more powerful get into a crash, it does some bad things. Within 15 minutes of activation of the trauma system here in our facility, you've got an army of people that are waiting to try to care for your families. What that means is that were you to show up here in this facility, from the emergency department through all diagnostic areas of the hospital, everything is going to happen in here. You're going to be meeting doctors of multiple specialties. The operating room is waiting. The ICUs are waiting from the time you get into this hospital. All this happens within 15 minutes. As if that's not enough, because we're a level 2 trauma center that have to be recertified by the American College of Surgeons every 4 years, we are constantly looking at our performance and our outcomes. Now, you guys have given us an opportunity to take this level of service even to a much higher level. Whereas before, landing on the helipad, people would travel across the parking lot to get into the facility. We have 2 helipads above us, and care just gets to you in even a matter of seconds. We have large ambulance bays here now that can take care of multiple fatalities. I hope we don't have to use it, but at least if there was multiple fatalities in town, you have a place to take care of them. I would like to thank CHI and to all the donors and all the community people who have really created this enabling environment to allow us to be able to do this care. I look forward to being in this community for many years, and I want to assure you on behalf of the trauma program that if your family members were to be involved in trauma and show up in this institution, you're going to get a care that is second to none. We all trained in level 1 trauma centers in big cities. The care you will get in this facility will not be one that will be a compromise to your care. So be rest assured of that. And with that, I'll say thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Iwasu. I'm now going to introduce Dr. Brandon Lewis, Medical Director for Emergency Services. Dr. Lewis began practicing at St. Joseph's in 2006, at which time he immediately began collaborating to lead the evolution of our emergency and trauma program. After receiving his bachelor's degree at Texas A&M, I'm sensing a theme here, Dr. Lewis graduated with his medical degree from the University of North Texas Health Science Center in Fort Worth, Texas, and completed his residency and internship at Lehigh Valley Hospital in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Starting in 2001, Dr. Lewis served for 9 years as a major flight surgeon with the 136th Airlift Wing of the Texas Air National Guard. He is also board certified in emergency medicine through the American Osteopathic Board of Emergency Medicine. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Lewis.
Well, today I think I know how Coach Kevin Sumlin felt the day Kyle Field opened, because this is my Kyle Field. First of all, I had no idea that I scared Jeb so badly about 5 years ago when we decided to go to this level 2 thing, but here we are. So again, I am the director of emergency medicine services here at CHI St. Joseph. And as Dr. Schwertner very astutely alluded to, one of the big things that we wanted to do is not only provide a place for our staff and physicians to provide great care, but a lot of time and effort went into coming at it from the patient's perspective. And that's one of the things that Dr. Schwertner alluded to was, you know, when people come here to this facility, it's generally not their best day. Something has gone wrong. And they're worried and they're scared and they need a lot of help. And so when we set about to designing this facility, and I think Jeb alluded to this also, we actually rented out a big space in the Brazos Center. And had huge cardboard walls, and we had our physicians, our nurses, our radiology techs, our environmental care people, the housekeepers, we had EMS, we had other specialists come, and we physically built every room type that you see in this building out of cardboard to allow the caregivers and the physicians and everybody involved the opportunity to really design a facility that works for them, that is the most efficient and the most well set up to deliver the kind of care that we want to give. We also invited community members to come in and talk to us about the things that they would like to see. And I remember Chuck Ellison showing up with his legal pad full of ideas. And I'll tell you what, man, this guy had great ideas. I wish I could have gotten every one of Chuck's ideas. But the kinds of technology, keeping people informed. As you tour through the rooms, what you'll see at the end of the bed on the wall, there's a new electronic communication board. And when you're sitting in an emergency department, a lot of times you're wondering, what's going on? What are they going to do to me next? What should I expect going forward? And one of the really cool things, those communication boards are linked into our electronic medical record. So every time something's ordered, or every time something's given, or every time some new disposition is made, we expect you to go to the operating room, that'll pop up automatically on that communication board. So it keeps patients really informed and really aware of what's going on. As you'll see, our rooms are significantly larger. Actually, the smallest room in this facility is the same size or larger than the biggest room in our old facility. So a lot more comfort for patients and their family to be able to be together. Again, in those troubling times, nothing's better than family. And to be able to have your family there and comfort you is huge for our patients. Every room, I know this may seem like small potatoes, every room has a door. And every room has blinds to provide privacy and comfort to our patients. We also built what we call our rapid medical exam area. You know, everybody that comes to the emergency room may not have been in a major trauma. They may have some smaller illness. And we don't want people to think that this is only a place that you go when you have something major. Whether it's a sprained ankle, a cut, a sore throat, whatever it is, you know, if you can't get to your doctor, we're here for you. So this rapid medical exam area is really a full diagnostic area in the front with lab and x-ray, and it's all within about 30 feet of the front door. And the goal is to be able to take care of patients quickly and get them back out into the community and back to their families. So we really appreciate all the support that we've gotten from our board, from our administration, from CHI, Texas Division, everyone in the community, and our staff who really had a lot of input in on this. You know, I've talked before at some of these events that there's really, to be successful, you've got to have people and you got to have the right tools. This is a great tool for us to be able to take care of patients in a faster, more efficient, and better way. But it wouldn't happen without the people. And really, the starting point of our emergency and trauma services is all these guys that you see standing back here, with Chief McGregor, Chief Corey Matthews, and all these EMS folks. So what we'd like to do at this time, if you are a first responder, not just fire EMS, but police, ED staff, we'd like for you to stand and gather sort of here where our flight teams are, or you can stand up where you are if it's we don't want you to walk too far. If you'll remain standing for just a moment, we have a tribute from the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra for you.
Thank you to the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra for that wonderful tribute. And I want to thank all of the first responders that are here today. Every day across our country, there are situations that we face, and here in Brazos as well, and here in Bryan College Station, that most people would run from or cower from. But you, the first responders in this community, you go towards the trouble. And we appreciate that. Today, we want to honor you and the sacrifice that you and your families make for your community. I think this would be an appropriate time to ask Monsignor John Malinowski, whom we are so very fortunate to have as our chaplain here at CHI St. Joseph's, to conduct a blessing of the facility for us. And as he comes forward, when Father John finishes the blessing, this will conclude the ceremonies here today. But I want to say on behalf of myself, I want to thank you very much for joining us for a very, very special occasion. And we ask that as Father John does the blessings, please join them as they go throughout the facility blessing our emergency room. For we know that this emergency room has a lot of great people that work in it, but how wonderful would it be to for us to know that every day that not only are the providers there, but God is here with us. And so, Father John, thank you.
Thank you, Rick. As Rick mentioned, I am one of the chaplains here at St. Joseph, at CHI St. Joseph Health, and also the Dean of the Bryan College Station Deanery, representing Bishop Joe Vasquez, the Bishop of Austin, which our hospital is located in, representing the priest of this area. So it is my great honor and privilege to be here, serving for St. Joseph for some 20 years now. I feel very fortunate to see the growth and the extension of our health care to the community, and seeing the community accepting all of our services with great care and compassion and love. And so we want it to be a community celebration. So we invited the pastors and ministers of the community to be here with us. And I would like to introduce those who are present here today. Father Edwin, pastor of St. Thomas Aquinas Church in College Station. Father Roman, St. Joseph Church in Rockdale, Texas. Father Pedro, pastor of Santa Teresa Church here in Bryan. Father David, pastor of St. Mary's Church in Hearn, Texas, and Father Darrell, St. Joseph Church here in Bryan. And my fellow chaplains, Chaplain Michael Gillen, Chaplain Dale Sewell, and Chaplain Sister Rita Jane. These are the ones that are representing the community today. And so we begin by recognizing that the Sisters of St. Francis of Sylvania, Ohio, have an 80-year history of ministry here at St. Joseph in Bryan. This year, the Sisters of St. Francis celebrate the centennial anniversary of their foundation. Like St. Francis of Assisi, the Sisters has always relied on God's Spirit to show them what to do and where to go. And in every place, the sisters, like St. Francis, lifted the hearts of people with the spirit of peace. May that legacy continue through each one who ministers here as a messenger of peace. Bring healing to the injured, hope to the despairing, faith to those who doubt, joy to those who are sad, light to those who are in darkness, and God's love and healing presence to all. Now, all the ministers and chaplains will join me in blessing the water, and then we will go through the trauma and ER center blessing it.